1918年11月11号。
November 11, 1918.
巴黎钟声响起。
The bells of Paris rang.
无数人冲上街头。
Countless people rushed into the streets.
有人挥舞着国旗。
Someone is waving the national flag.
有人彼此拥抱。
Some people are hugging each other.
有人站在汽车顶上高喊，战争结束了。
Someone stood on top of a car and shouted that the war was over.
持续4年的世界大战终于停止了。
The four-year world war finally came to an end.
那一天，整个欧洲都沉浸在一种巨大的解脱之中。
That day, the whole of Europe was immersed in a great sense of liberation.
人们相信最黑暗的时代已经过去。
People believe that the darkest times are over.
和平终于到来。
Peace has finally arrived.
世界终于可以恢复正常。
The world can finally return to normal.
但后来的历史证明。
However, historical evidence later proved that
他们高兴得太早了。
They were too happy too early.
因为一战并没有真正结束。
Because World War I did not truly end.
它只是暂停了20年。
It was just a 20-year hiatus.
而今天，当我们重新回头去看那段历史的时候，
And when we look back at that history today,
你会突然发现一件很可怕的事情。
You will suddenly realize something terrible.
现在的世界正在越来越像那一个阶段。最危险的时刻。
The world is becoming increasingly like the most dangerous moment of that stage.
很多时候并不是战争刚刚开始的时候。
Often, it is not when the war has just begun.
而是战争准备结束的时候。
Instead, it was when the preparations for war were over.
因为越接近停战，战争反而越激烈。
The closer you get to a ceasefire, the more intense the fighting becomes.
这一期节目本来是放在会员频道。
This episode was originally intended for the members only channel.
我们依然是每个月有一期会员频道的节目放在非会员频道。
We still have a program in the member channel every month, which is placed on the non-member channel.
最近这段时间呢
，recently，
整个世界其实正在进入一种非常奇怪的状态。
The whole world is actually entering a very strange state.
一边是缓和，中美重新接触，俄乌重新谈判。
On one hand, it's about easing the resumption of contact between the U.S. and China and restarting negotiations on the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
中东局势虽然紧张
，The Middle East situation is tense，
但是各方都在控制。过去
，However, all parties have been in control。
那种全面失控的气氛也开始慢慢减弱。
The atmosphere of complete chaos also began to gradually subside。
但另一边，战争的烈度却陡然上升。
However, the intensity of the war on the other side suddenly increased.
乌克兰开始更大规模的攻击。
Ukraine launches a larger scale attack.
俄罗斯纵深，俄罗斯持续加强空袭。
Russia deepens. Russia continues to intensify air strikes.
美国对伊朗的压力明显增加。
The pressure from the United States on Iran has increased significantly.
整个中东的军事气氛也在快速升温。
The military atmosphere in the entire Middle East is also rapidly escalating.
于是很多人开始疑惑。
So many people started to wonder.
到底是在缓和还是在升级？
Whether to ease or escalate.
其实答案可能是两者同时都在发生。
The answer is actually that both are happening at the same time.
因为现在这个世界正在进入一种非常像一战后期的状态。
Because the world is now entering a state very similar to the post-WWI era.
这一点非常关键。
This is very important.
很多人会天然地认为
Many people naturally think that
如果战争准备结束了
If the war preparation is over
那么冲突应该越来越弱
Then the conflict should become weaker.
但历史上恰恰相反
However, historically, it was exactly the opposite.
越接近谈判
The closer to the negotiation,
战争往往越激烈。
War is often more intense.
因为所有国家都知道。
Because all countries know.
战争一旦结束。
Once the war is over.
接下来决定利益分配的就不再是战场。
The next decision about the distribution of benefits will no longer be made on the battlefield.
而是谈判桌。
Instead, it's the negotiation table.
于是所有人都会在停战之前拼命地抢夺。
Therefore, everyone will desperately grab before the ceasefire.
最后的筹码。你看现在的俄乌是不是已经越来越像这样的一种逻辑
？The last chips are for seeing if Russia and Ukraine are now becoming more and more like this logic.
过去俄罗斯最大的优势是什么
？What were Russia's biggest advantages in the past？
是战略纵深。
It is a strategic depth。
俄罗斯可以持续地打击乌克兰全境。
Russia can continue to strike all over Ukraine。
但是乌克兰很难真正地威胁俄罗斯的核心区域。
However, Ukraine is very difficult to pose a real threat to Russia's core area.
所以过去很长时间
So, a long time ago,
俄乌战争其实是一种不对称的消耗。
The war between Russia and Ukraine is actually an asymmetric consumption.
但是现在不一样。
But now it's different.
随着远程武器
With remote weapons,
无人机、卫星的情报体系的发展
，The development of unmanned aerial vehicle satellite intelligence systems，
乌克兰实际上已经获得了一种能力。
Actually, Ukraine has already obtained a capability。
你可以炸我
，You can blow me up。
我也可以炸你
，I can also explode。
这种变化非常重要。
This kind of change is very important.
因为它意味着俄乌战争正在从不对称战争逐渐地进入一种对称威慑。
Because it means that the war between Russia and Ukraine is gradually transitioning from an asymmetric warfare to a symmetrical deterrence.
俄罗斯虽然依然好像更强一点。
Although Russia still seems stronger,
但是乌克兰已经开始拥有了让俄罗斯真正感到疼痛的能力。
However, Ukraine has already begun to possess the ability to truly hurt Russia.
而一旦机场、铁路、能源设施
And once the airport, railway, energy facilities,
工业节点开始持续地受到攻击
Industrial nodes are being attacked continuously.
那么战争就会从前线问题慢慢地变成整个社会的问题。
Then the war will gradually turn from a frontline issue to a whole society issue.
所以最近乌克兰对俄罗斯纵深的攻击突然增加并不奇怪。
Therefore, the sudden increase in Ukraine's deep attacks on Russia is not surprising.
因为双方其实都在做同一件事，为谈判争夺位置。
Because both sides are actually doing the same thing, which is to compete for negotiation positions.
很多人现在有一种很简单的逻辑。
Many people now have a very simple logic.
只要冲突升级，就是世界大战。
If the conflict escalates, it will lead to a world war.
但现实很多时候并不是这样。
But reality is often not like that.
历史上很多大战真正准备无限扩大之前
Historically, many wars were not truly prepared for unlimited expansion before they began.
反而不会提前地释放太多的信号。
Instead, it doesn't send out too many signals in advance.
相反
On the contrary,
当所有人一边谈判
When everyone is negotiating,
一边空袭
While they are raid,
一边接触
Contact,
一边军援
Support,
一边说和平，一边又加强制裁的时候
While talking about peace while also strengthening sanctions,
往往就说明他们正在压价。
This often indicates that they are trying to drive down the price.
什么意思呢
?What does this mean?
就是我准备要谈了。
That's what I'm going to talk about.
但是我必须要让你知道。
But I have to let you know.
我还能继续谈。
I can continue.
而现在中东也正在进入这种状态。
And the Middle East is also entering this state now.
很多人觉得美国现在对伊朗施压只是核问题。
Many people believe that the US pressure on Iran is only related to the nuclear issue.
但真正的问题可能更深。
But the real problem may be deeper.
因为如果俄乌开始冻结
Because if Russia and Ukraine start freezing,
那么俄罗斯和他的两个小伙伴会不会重新的形成更稳定的一种战略联动
Will Russia and its two companions form a more stable strategic alliance again?
那这一点对美国而言是非常敏感的。
That is a very sensitive issue for the United States.
因为一旦欧洲方向开始降温
Once the European market starts to cool down,
美国就必须防止中东重新失控，能源体系重新被改写。
The United States must prevent the Middle East from losing control of its energy system again.
俄罗斯重新腾出战略资源
Russia regains strategic resources.
陆权能源通道进一步稳定。
The Lukwin Energy Channel has further stabilized.
所以你会发现川普访华结束以后
So you'll see that after Trump's visit to China,
虽然表面的气氛很缓和
although the surface atmosphere and chemical reactions,
但实际上并没有形成真正结构性的成果。
However, in reality, there was no real structural result.
没有联合公报
No joint statement.
没有真正的协议
There is no real agreement.
没有解决核心的问题
Did not solve the core problem.
那这就意味着很多问题其实根本就谈不拢
This means that many issues are actually completely unresolvable.
关于这场谈判
About this negotiation,
我会放在会员频道里面
I will put it in the member channel.
那是一期非常精彩的节目
That was a very wonderful show.
如果大家看得到的话
If you can see it.
于是接下来呢大概率会进入一种状态
So, the next step will likely lead to a state of
边谈边施压
Talk while applying pressure,
甚至可能是外交窗口关闭前的最后施压。
It could even be the last attempt to pressure before the diplomatic window closes.
所以未来一段时间你很可能会看到俄乌战场烈度会陡然上升。
Therefore, in the coming period, you are likely to see a sudden increase in the intensity of the Russia-Ukraine battlefield.
中东局势烈度会陡然上升。
The situation in the Middle East could escalate rapidly.
对伊朗的压力进一步加强。
The pressure on Iran has further intensified.
全球军工、能源、金融体系同步的进入紧张状态。
The global military, energy, and financial systems are entering a state of tension.
可问题是
The problem is,
如果今天的世界真正的进入了类似一战结束前的阶段
If today's world truly entered a stage similar to the end of World War I,
那么最危险的可能已经不是战争本身了。
Then the most dangerous thing may not be war itself,
而是战争结束以后会发生什么。
What will happen after the war?
因为一战结束以后
After the end of World War I,
世界其实也只是短暂地迎来了和平。
The world has only briefly experienced peace.
但那个和平本质上是什么？
But what is the essence of that peace?
是所有国家暂时打不动了。
All countries have been temporarily unable to fight.
而不是问题解决了。德国的工业能力。
Instead of solving the problem, it solved the German industrial capacity.
还在，金融问题。
Still on financial issues.
还在，民族主义还在，全球秩序失衡。
Still in nationalism and global order imbalance.
还在。于是整个世界开始恢复工业，重建财政。
While the world is still recovering and rebuilding its economy.
重整军备。
Reorganize the army.
重新结盟。二十年之后。
After re-establishing alliances 20 years later.
战争以更大的规模重新爆发。
The war has erupted on a larger scale.
而今天呢，世界正在出现一种非常危险的信号。
And today, the world is facing a very dangerous signal.
旧的秩序正在衰退。
The old order is declining.
但是新的秩序又迟迟地无法建立起来。
However, the new order has not yet been established.
美国的全球体系开始透支。
The US global system is starting to overdraft.
欧洲越来越脆弱。
Europe is becoming increasingly fragile.
俄罗斯长期的战争代价巨大。
The long-term consequences of the Russian war are immense.
中国面临着产业升级跟外部压力同步上升的问题。
China is facing the problem of simultaneous rising industrial upgrading and external pressure.
全球供应链开始区域化。
Global supply chains are becoming regionalized.
金融体系开始武器化。
This system is starting to be militarized.
能源体系开始阵营化。
The energy system is starting to form factions.
这些东西加在一起
These things added together.
其实意味着一件事情，就是过去30年的全球化时代正在慢慢的结束。
This actually means that the era of globalization for the past 30 years is gradually coming to an end.
而新的世界秩序还没有真正的建立起来。
And the new world order has not yet been truly established.
历史上最危险的阶段
The most dangerous period in history
往往就是这种阶段。
This is often the case.
旧体系已经撑不住了。
The old system is no longer sustainable.
新的体系又接不上来。
The new system is still not working.
于是所有国家都会开始焦虑。
Therefore, all countries will start to worry.
开始重整军备。
Begin to rebuild the military.
开始重新站队。
Start to reform the line.
开始重新的去抢夺资源。
Start to reclaim and seize resources again.
工业、航运。
Industrial shipping,
货币跟技术
money and technology.
所以现在很多所谓的缓和
So now, many so-called relaxation methods,
其实更像什么呢
What is it more like?
像是大家需要先喘一口气。
It seems like everyone needs to take a break first.
不是问题解决了。
It's not a problem solved.
而更危险的是。
More dangerously.
今天这个世界比一百年前的运转的更快。
Today's world is running faster than it did 100 years ago.
过去从一战到二战中间隔了20年。
In the 20 years between the end of World War I and the beginning of World War Roman II,
今天未必还有20年时间。
Today, there may not be 20 years left.
因为 AI 的迭代更快。
Because AI is evolving faster.
无人机发展更快。
Drones are developing faster.
金融危机的传导更快。
The transmission of financial crisis is faster.
社会动员更快。
Social mobilization is faster.
军工转换更快。
Military conversion is faster.
能源重组更快。
Energy restructuring is faster.
历史周期并没有消失。
History has not disappeared.
只是被现代技术压缩了。
It's just been compressed by modern technology.
所以未来这个世界未必会像二战那样一次性全面爆发。
Therefore, the future world may not necessarily erupt in a single all-out war like World War Roman II.
但它很可能会进入另外一种更危险的状态。
But it is likely to enter another more dangerous state.
局部战争
Local wars
金融战
Financial war
能源战
Energy war
科技战
Technology war
制裁战长期的叠加
The long-term consequences of the sanctions war
有些地方停火了
Some places have ceased fighting
但是世界并没有真正和平而历史上最危险的事情之一
However, the world has never truly been at peace, and one of the most dangerous things in history is
就是人们总会在停战的时候
We will always be in a state of truce.
以为和平已经到来了
I thought peace had arrived.